Ivy Smith, who is the chair of Idaho Foster Youth Advisory Board, was herself a part of the foster care system.
It's a very emotionally taxing time of year, especially when you've just aged out of the foster care system. It can feel very lonely. It's almost like you start feeling like it's you against the world.
Smith says aging out of the system at any times brings challenges that many don't anticipate. She says while most people look forward to the day, they also have to figure out ways to build adult skills.
Meaning like how to file my taxes and taking care of myself, basically. Those are all those kinds of skills that I wish I had help with before I had turned 18, that I was pretty much kind of thrown into the deep end and was told sink or swim.
Smith, who graduated high school at age 17 to enroll at Boise State University, says having a job was important once she aged out of the system. She's now an administrative specialist for the city of Boise's mayor's office. This year, Idaho lawmakers passed a bill that extends support for foster care youth from age 18 to 21. Smith says that this is an important adjustment, especially with many young people aging out of the system without having ever had a job before. She says it can be a struggle to find an affordable place to live.
I know that across the nation, many cities are experiencing a housing crisis, but this is especially true for foster youth.
Smith says the bar shouldn't be set so low for people who are in or have been in foster care.
They have so many trials and tribulations that they're going through, but to only believe in them to hit a certain point and not wish that they can go further is, in my mind, just such a disservice.
There are about 450,000 children in foster care nationwide, including about 2,000 in Idaho. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.